Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Put your hands together for Shane Todd, Aaron McCartney, Cole Geddes!
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry for making that the most awkward thing you've ever had to do there.
That was very incredibly... Not as awkward as that fucking first half where I came on and just told everybody what I thought in my own head for a week.
If anyone hasn't witnessed this before, it's this for an hour. Here, I thought there was a wee bit for my foot there. The worst Westlife tribute band ever.
Westlife?
Waste life.
Fucking 38 inch waist life. Apart from Shane, the ride.
You don't give your in your prime details. 38 inch waist.
38 inch waist, strike. 25 inch leg. Okay. Trying to buy clothes for a fat dwarf, the fucking
I want everyone to give Aaron a big hand because this is his first time.
Yeah!
Aaron! Is there any Aaron's mates in?
Yeah, half the fucking youth club from Womerson. So.
I was like joking around.
All fucking women too.
There's about 30.
Just riding all around me. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Did you organise a school reunion here?
Yeah. Oh, my academy. It's in Laveries. Yeah, there we go. Fucking there you go.
All the way.
More all around the place.
Yeah, I've spackled them out so it looks as if I haven't just invited them all. They're all just kind of evenly organised.
Are you losing money on this gig?
Yeah. But I got one of them spike me, so I'm all good.
What do they spike you with in Oma?
Poppers.
All right.
Just pour it in.
Okay.
Fucking bus full of Oma, 52 people, one surname. Brilliant. Yeah.
97 McCanns.
52nd right here.
97 McCanns sounds like a pair of boots you'd buy. What the heck, Emmer? What are they fucking sweet? Oh, 97 McCanns. Or that's a currency. That could be a currency too, couldn't it? Yeah. That's two McCanns. See the price of Milky Ways? Why, he's fucking a nightmare. What's up? 42 McCanns. Just with 35 McCanns.
97 McCanns. You're a massive rap fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Even though I'm white as fucking...
Who screamed there? Fucking...
fucking Oprah over there? Yeah.
Nate Dogg in the back.
Someone's ovaries just bust. class.
I was thinking... In the privacy of your own home, how black culture do you speak?
Like Kanye West, who went to Greenmount.
Yeah. I see the Oma ones laughing.
The people who aren't brought loving it.
Silence jokes! Eat it up.
Colin, you look like you're in that duck show. The duck.
What, DuckTales?
take me out when you're talking about.
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You said that like you've
I nearly said
Duck. It's Duck Dynasty.
I nearly said
fell off my stool, sorry.
I nearly said Duck Express, like some sort of old man, but...
that sounds like a fucking delicious Chinese. I know.
You look like you're in that show, Duck Storage.
My ma thought River Island was a Chinese. Like, legit. Never made me tea after I went shopping. Tramp.
So you went to River Island, she thought you'd been to a Chinese and she didn't make it dinner?
You've had Chow Mein, you fat bastard. What the fuck? What skinny jeans, mum?
They're skinny, not skinny they're jeans.
They're size 46. So.
I haven't let you in on this yet, but if anyone isn't familiar with Armacan, we all slag him to death for having a massive head.
Actual size, by the way, it's not CGI up here. Yeah, that's not fitting me. Fucking Elmer Fudd. Yeah.
He doesn't know about this, but I've compiled about 10 McCann's head so fat jokes.
You fucking absolute cunt.
Do you want me to start you off with one of them?
Fire the mic. Can I pick a number at least?
Yeah, go for it. 1 to 10.
Number 7.
8, no worries. Our McCann's head so fat when he wears a beanie, people think he's Jewish. His head's not even that fat. Like, you're a big... If your head was on him, he'd die.
It would just fall over all the time.
He broke his
like
neck.
Just
I just couldn't get out of bed if that was the case.
I was walking to the toilet, and he came walking behind me, and I was like, do you know when Independence Day, whenever the thing comes out of the clouds? And everything starts catching fire. I was all, well, Aaron, behind me, knew it was him.
It does make it funnier that it's not that noticeably big.
No, it's because it's like, I tell people, I'm like, oh, the fucking, they're slagging me again about my head. And they're like, what's wrong with your head? And I'm like,
what's
abnormally big. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you do have a fucking massive loaf.
What are you doing shopping in River Island? They've nothing for you.
Can't even put on a jumper.
Buying belts as a sweatband. That fucking giant head.
V-neck t-shirt looks like a polo neck on him.
Tried to put a polo neck on one time, they're died. Caught there like a seagull with a fucking bit of plastic around his neck.
North polo neck.
Seriously, thank God for your mum's sake, you were the youngest, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the
last.
You
were the last one to come out.
Because if I went out first, the rest of the fucking forward rolled out, so.
Just fell out. Once they were ripe, it just hit the floor. Clunk. Unreal.
Clunk. What a great delivery term. Fucking clunk clean out of me, that bastard.
Your head's gonna make no other noise apart from clunk.
I would be like a sploof. Like, sploof. Bust the fucking walls of Jericho. Or the walls of Rebecca, as my ma's called. So.
When the Giro d'Italia was here, you let it out in Airbnb, didn't you? had full families in.
Send nutty crust around the back.
Pick another number before we do a story.
2.
Armacan's head's so fat, when he answers his phone, it looks like he's listening to a stamp. Here.
Oh my god. Full contact.
I've lost my pen. Did it fall somewhere behind your head? I can't find it. No, okay. There's a very famous story. It was on the internet. Subtle.
Pops in the front row.
Yeah.
Sending that to Ripley's, believe it or not. I've got some business you might be interested in.
Front row of the fucking Tyrone gone next week. Heads or tails?
Definitely heads.
Yeah. You have no choice no matter. It's landing heads. Like.
info@belfastzoo.com. Do you take people? This cunt's head's massive. Tell everyone the story about how... Is it everyone know who Tyler the Creator is? Yeah.
3 people, this will go great.
All the kids. He's a very famous rapper. And Aaron did a show, and he managed to swindle his content to coming to the gig. Tell the story. Go for it.
Said he would headbutt him if he didn't. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, fuck not. Calm down.
Look in his bedroom window from Tyrone.
Tyler Bay. Basically sent him like a message. On like a American social media website called Formspring, which is like, you know.
I thought you were gonna say Facebook. Then. There's this American witchcraft. Facebook, it's called.
We just got it. We just moved on from Bebo. We're using this shit now. World's changing, but I messaged him on it and just said I'm doing an open mic in LA. If you'd come down, it'd be amazing. Because I knew he'd love my Acne Chloe material. And
word.
He fucking showed up and like the place that was running the gig took a video and put it online. MTV covered it, Rolling Stones, Tyrone Herald. Like
no, Rolling no.
You name it.
Rolling Stone, not the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. No, the Rolling Stones.
Pleased to meet you. I think you're funny ass. I hope you see my head.
Oh, you'll see it, all right.
Mick Jagger on Twitter. Get down and see this guy.
Tyrone Herald getting it all. Is that what it's called, Tyrone Herald?
You have the Tyrone Con and then the Herald, yeah.
Fuck
there's the Courier as well, in Tyrone Courier.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell, you know it better than me.
I know my papers, by.
But the guy, he got on stage with you, didn't he?
Yeah, he got on stage and said a few nice words and all, and it was really...
Did he go, I didn't understand a word this motherfucker said.
Acne Chloe, boy! And he like high-fived me and... I don't think this is racist, but see, high-fiving a black man, one of the most terrifying experiences of your life.
That's like, the most racist thing anyone's ever said.
If I fuck this up, like, is he going to go straight high-five and then a fist, or is he going to go shoot the gun, or... I don't know. You made that racist, pieces of shit.
Shoot an actual gun, or be like, pew, pew!
Hey, give me some. I'm joking, motherfucker. Headshot every time.
I like... He cannot go paintballing ever.
Can't go fucking beachballing, Gollum.
I can do archery, like, just stand there. Shoot it off, man.
You could do nets. Armacan's head so fat, his custom-made Beats by Dre also double up as 5-a-side nets. Seven more of these, don't even worry about it.
Did you write all of them?
The cruelest thing
really
is, the cruelest thing is, Colin, I thought you might have like copied and pasted these from like fat jokes, but no, you've written these about his head.
They had to be very specific.
All facts have been written about
initially, I was going to steal them, and I was like, I'm not sure they know how big his fucking head is. I think they need to see his head then write the jokes. Like, it's unbelievable.
How did you make the poster for this gig? Like, fucking, did you have to go
Jesus
on
Christ.
The
That's why it's on a billboard.
Panoramic lens just to get your fucking eyes in.
I didn't even know you two were coming.
Why is there just a nose and one eye on a billboard? Baptism of fire tonight, isn't it? So we've had, that's one of your cool stories. You have one of the craziest stories I've ever heard in my life.
Just buying a hat one day.
Yeah. 400 kids in China still stitching it. Getting their thumbs cut off. Not quick enough!
I had to make an iPhone by lunchtime. I don't do voices.
I'm Ethiopian! What?
My rule is I don't do voices, I do faces, but if I did the face, it'd be racist as fuck, so I didn't.
A Chinese face?
No.
Go for it.
I can't do it.
All right.
I'm holding a microphone.
Half a Chinese? I don't know.
There's no such thing as half a Chinese either. Either you go home.
Tell us, you have the fucking maddest drunk story I've ever heard about, where did it take place? I say that like it's a fairy tale. Where did it take place?
The magical Sense in Cookstown.
Sense nightclub in Cookstown. Go for it, Aaron. This is the craziest story I've ever heard.
Trying
no pressure.
As quick as possible.
No pressure.
So never had absinthe before. And my mate was like, this is a guaranteed like boat drink. And I was like, who the fuck are you chatting to? Took 6 shots of it, woke up in a forest. Thought I was at a house party and just woke up in their garden. Nobody has a fucking lake in their garden in Tyrone, let me tell you. And wandered to the first house that I saw. I was still like half cut, still disoriented. Knocked on the door. And have you seen the Pixar film?
Sorry, just to clarify, guys.
This is the door.
That's going to be a door.
Don't fucking interrupt. That was atmosphere. Go on ahead, Aaron.
Have you seen the Pixar film Up?
No.
No? You definitely fucking have. The wee old man out of it answered the door, and I was like, I don't even know what to say to you. Like,
sorry to hear about your wife. Didn't he? I haven't even seen it. That was the softest, fattest two men high-fiving each other. I was like pressing two hams together. You can fucking press a panini between them.
When you hear no sound, that's when you know.
High
just
five.
Up.
Blap. Clunk. Go ahead. Sorry.
So he answers the door and I was like, man, I'm fucked. Like, I don't know how to get home. I have no money. My phone's banjax. Passport's waterlogged. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And he's like, get up downstairs quick and take a shower. And I'm walking up this fucking Pixar looking cunt stairs and being like, this man could rape me, like, but I'm getting a hot shower first. And
not a euphemism.
It's like Pretty Woman.
Make sure I'm getting around the edges there, aren't you?
And you know, like, if you go to a mate's house, use their shower, and you're like, what the fuck's this voodoo? Like, how do I work this?
Sorry, if in this guy's woods, maybe there's some sort of, like, mythical creature, and he thinks he's captured it when you banged on his door. He's like,
Derek, the fucking big head, the big head half man, half goat has landed. Operation 404 is complete.
The Umasquatch is here. I can tell by the big soft padded footmarks.
Send in a gallon for celebration. And
is he like, is that shower right? You want me to par hose you out the back? The fucking
jizz.
Is
just
having a toothbrush?
I'll take you down the car wash if you want to get the back of your head.
So I go up and fucking, I don't know how the fuck to make this thing spurt out hot water, so I'm like, cool it is, and settled for it. Walk down the stairs, his wife's like, do you want some breakfast, pet? I was like, no, you have done far too much as it is. And she's like, you'll shut your mouth and make it a fry for darn here. I'll give you his clothes and I'll wash yours, right? This woman's given me a full free get out of jail card on my outlaw, right?
And oh, how old's Darren? Like four?
No, like I'm not a small unit. Darren was a fucking big cub. Like I put on his clothes, it was like a tent. And I sat down eating a 5-piece Ulster fry. And I was like, I wouldn't get this at home. I might as well just fucking get lost forever. And then the father drove me home and I went in the mum and she's like, where the fuck were you? No phone calls or none. Where the fuck were you? And I was like, met a fella from judo practice, ma, and went back to his house and we just had flumps and went to bed. That was it. And then I told her the true story because I had such a guilty conscience about it. Like, I would feel bad telling my ma lies like that. So I told her the full story. I was like, mum, listen, sit down first of all. You might want to take the cover off the fucking sofa there. This is gonna be hard to handle. I drank so much that your young pride and joy has literally woke up in a forest and asked a stranger to leave him home and make him breakfast. So if you want to deal with that, and I'll be down in my room in my bunk bed playing PlayStation while you do. You know whenever your teacher that you think...
Body in the bottom bunk, head on the top bunk.
I actually wanted to say, judo practice, like how many fellas does it take to put you in a headlock?
Man,
the hokey cokey!
I had like the Undertaker streak, like I was just, you weren't putting, like...
What age were these people, roughly?
These people that are in the house?
Old like her?
Like, as the hills, mate, like fucking... Like they could have tried there and I'd be like, oh, that's inconvenient.
Have you seen them since, no?
I brought them a hamper the next week, but since then, no. Loves it.
Run them through the woods like fucking Little Red Riding Hood. Except the hoods fucking land somewhere else.
The hood somewhere covering the back of a lorry.
That's a lovely hood. It's a bed sheet. It's a bed sheet.
It's
a lovely hood. It's for catching people when they jump off buildings.
It's actually a trampoline with no frame. I wasn't as funny, I know.
It's a 4 mile. It's a 4 mile slip and slide. It's not the same colour, but it's nice.
But then
that's
told
a hot herbal. Again, not as funny. Should have stopped.
If you'd have said that,
off the head.
I don't.
He's just not listening.
We'll cut a laugh in there.
I told her the true story, and she, like, you know, like a nice teacher, whenever she acts up for the first time, my ma fucking lifted the slates, like, and, like, the next week, then.
Was that to get you back in, or what?
I thought you weren't coming back, son, so I bought a roof.
Why the fuck did I agree to do this, like?
Aaron's first and last podcast. Well done.
Yeah,
we'll get that bungalow.
Aaron's head's so big that GoPro was supposed to be here. I'm gonna just take it,
you're
back.
Not fitting this on, like, that's nah. Way too fucking small.
What happened? What happened?
What happened, son? Go ahead.
Walk me through the minefield, like, and I heard mum and dad overheard them like talking, and mum was like, Jesus Christ, Hank, I was a bit rough on Aaron, you know, like, you know, he was fucking drunk and all. He didn't know what he was at, and he had the wherewithal to go and get himself home. And God love him, like, he probably just lied because he was scared of the way I'd react. And my dad goes, well, you're the fucking big agent for believing him. And my mum was like, what the fuck do you mean? As if you knew what was going on. As if you knew what was going on. My dad goes, there's no fucking lad that goes for a 2-day rip and comes in the door smelling aloe vera.
I'm surprised you have that, Noma. It's unreal.
Aloe vera? We just got it last week, so everyone's going a bit mad at the minute. It's like when you got 5 guys up here, we got aloe vera.
Yeah.
So
5 guys. Any cool stories?
Well, nah, not on top of that.
We're supposed to be general banter. Have you been up to anything cool recently?
No. Don't think so. Don't think so.
Have a think about it. I'll do one more joke.
All right.
There's a section in his notebook called Arn Big Head Jokes, which is just like...
You can just cross out the rest of it because that's all we're
fucking... Yeah, this is all...
We'll go topical in a minute. We'll go for one more of these.
These are great. You can keep these. I'll sign them.
I got beeswax from a face.
Do you get somebody to look after that for you, or do you mind your own beeswax?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Only Shane Todd would treat his face like an antique table. Get it? I don't care how many fucking bees die. Get it? What do you do with beeswax?
Must have stung
you. Put it in your face.
I'm just winging. I'm just winging these now. Like
I got it.
I'm fucking buzzing. Buzzing.
It's a fucking hive of activity. Shane Todd.
Nah, oh, mate. No, in all seriousness, Boots had an offer on, so I got a half price, so I'm buzzing.
We did buzzing
already.
Sweat.
Was there a need to get bees? What was the need to get beeswax for your face?
Apparently it's just good for you.
Is beeswax not just honey?
No. Otherwise, you would have just bought honey. No.
So there's big culty fucker. Hey, honey on that? Your mom's grating the fucking candle into...
What is honey?
It's your dog that died, remember?
Because you lay beside it.
He didn't die, he ran away, so...
We got him a puppy and he rolled over it on a accident. Smashed it.
Give us a kiss. That's my impression of a dog flying through the air, it's good. Don't do voices, do faces.
What have you been up to recently, Mick?
Fuck all. Living in Donegal, looking out the window.
Oh, good shit.
Good moment. The Raz here. You have 5 minutes to get out, sir. I'm trying to pick up Donegal, because the bit I live in Donegal is kind of like fucking Ulster Scots, so everybody talks mental. Like,
right.
There's one moment, I was in the shop the other day, and I had to wait for the shop to open again, because there was a wake, right? Swear to fuck, there's a funeral on, just close the shop, I'm all, I need a fucking loaf, right? And she went, what's that there? Jeez, you smell well good. What's that you're wearing under your ears? Which is how they say arms, and I just fucking laughed through 2 euro when I ran out of the shop.
Did you say like you like bought a car up where you're from, and I said, oh, how much was it? And you went to the guy went, oh, we'll sort that out some other time, just don't worry about it.
But it was my dad, just take it. Oh, it's Panther, I can't drive, it's Panther car, I can't drive Panther car. Take me all the best now. And he phoned me, did I leave Rosie beads in that car?
I would rather someone ask to see my dick than ask me what I was wearing under my armpits. That's like serial killer type. What's in your armpits?
See your dick's probably a bit. Can I see your dick? Like that's. Do you know what I mean? What are you wearing?
Or what are you wearing under your dick? That's even worse.
That's an easy answer, my balls.
My scrote, babe.
What do you call the bit between your dick and your balls? Is there a name for that? Like, you know, the. No, the gooch
between
gooch between your balls. Or your tisn't.
You're getting your information from fucking greens cards. It's wrong.
Have you ever heard of call it tisn't? Because tisn't your asshole, tisn't your balls. Gooch. Good. Oh, somebody kicked me in my tisn't. What's a tisn't? What tisn't your asshole, tisn't your balls? Oh, the hills of Donegal.
I don't understand. Like, I've had very little experience with Donegal, but like...
I thought you were going to say with the gooch.
So now, yeah.
I'm a fucking black belt in gooch. Who said... What did you say then about his is hairy? Oh, it's a domestic. Cool.
Oh, shit.
I was in Donegal once, and they have these conversations where you want to step back and be like, why is no one pissing themselves laughing?
Big time.
I was talking to this woman, she's like, what's the accent? It's like Daniel.
It's getting, well, now. How's it going there now?
Oh, that's it now, isn't it?
I'll come all the way from Donegal now down here to the band, because I was just wild good at the minute.
This woman was like, well, we were over there last night, and we got the... Here she goes, actual sentence.
Here she goes. Fucking alert the grammar police. Here comes the feds. Fuck up.
Aye. The Raz down here, apparently.
Aaron, stand up.
I just...
What's going on up here?
Mute that roof.
Aaron felt it before we heard it.
Aaron Khan's head's so fat, when he gets a headache, he takes 714 Nurofen. I'll put an X beside that one.
It's not bad.
I like that number, though.
714? Yeah. Cool. this is an actual sentence. This woman said, she goes, well, last night we were over there and I had to get the dinghy over to the wee island to pick cabbages.
She's probably some sort of queen in Donegal. That's the one, queen of the dinghies. Cabbage, sir. Stick it under your ear.
I was on holiday in Ardrada in Donegal before I became a baller, right? in the late 90s. And the first American Pie was out. And my mum said, if you want to go and see that, you and your wee friend, I'll ring the local cinema and see what time it's on it. And she phoned them and she said, what time are you showing American Pie at? And the guy just went, what time roughly are you thinking of getting here at? It was just us in a guy's house. It was just us in a guy's house.
Taking the tape out and blowing it. Piece of shit.
And it says ET on the tape because he taped over it.
You any good with tracking? Just up and it's niche.
I love Donegal, it's brilliant. It's just nice walking through a village with a £5 sterling note and watching everybody kneel down. Oh, master. He has returned.
You should ride in on McCann, it'd be amazing.
I'm trying to sneak up on them, there's no point doing that.
You can't fucking do that, no hope.
An eclipse, Jesus Christ!
Get the elevator out, quick!
Boys, fuck me, the Glen Chain Pass is moving. Fucking step off Marshmallow Man. Too far, go ahead.
Oh, fuck.
I'm getting a headache, I laugh that hard.
Oh. Here, you ever get headaches? You watch that pun, mate.
Don't we talking headaches? Oh, did you prepare any material?
Just those talk your way out of it.
We'll do a couple of them now. We'll do one now.
You want to explain what it is?
We like to do this thing where we sort of... Shane will write these disgusting like stories on how to talk your way out of like a really weird situation. So do you want to do the first one for Aaron since he's the new boy?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Initiation.
Who sometimes we call Poe because... fellow comedian Dave Elliott came up with this because he just said his only logic behind it is you look like a young Sinn Féin councillor who would be called Poe McCann. That's just where that
I
came
thought it was because he wore
also a I have to say is the head of a tie hobby.
Yeah.
So
yeah, oh sorry, that's originally where it came from. Yeah. Right, so we were talking about Tyler the Creator earlier. You're a big fan of rap music and you go to, is it called the Carnival every year in LA?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay, so you're right. Who's
one of the attractions. Sorry, I'm gonna talk away. Go ahead.
So who's like the hottest female rapper, Aaron? Like, is there any female rappers you fancy or anything? Or
Drake?
Kanye?
Lisa McHugh? I don't know.
Just give me a name.
Who the fuck's a female rapper? Minaj. Nicki Minaj. There you go. Nicki Minaj.
Right. So you end up going to Nicki Minaj's set, and she recognizes you, right? From
Ripley's, believe it or not.
From the MTV thing, the Tyler the Creator thing, okay? And right. Cut long story short, you end up going like doing an after party with her and it's amazing.
Right.
And she's buying you drinks all night and she just thinks you're class and she's taking loads of photos of you, like her and her mates just sitting on your head and stuff, right? she thinks you're the man, right? And she spends the whole night like flirting with you and stuff. And then at the end of the night, she invites you back up to her hotel suite and you're there with her and she gets totally naked and she gets you naked and then just before you're about to do something she's like Aaron she doesn't say it like alright, she's like Aaron I just want you to know that I have a really long clit, right? And
he's going, no problem, daughter.
you're like what? And she basically explains that it's just a weird thing but she just has a really like long clitoris, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but she's like, it's no problem, is it?
And
no, that's fine. But she says legally it's a penis. Right? She's like, it's long enough legally.
What do you mean legally?
To be classified but as a dick.
Like when you have to register it?
Yeah.
Right, hang
she's
on.
Got
pay
a
tax on it. I know.
It's like a disclaimer she has dick. To. She so says technically it's a penis.
So it's the length of a dick, but is it like a clit dick or is it like.
Looks like a dog's dick.
Yeah, it's like a wee dog's dick. It's like, but she's like, I'm willing to forego your large head if you're willing to forego my large clitoris.
I love that word, clitic.
What are you gonna do? You wanna talk about it, or are you just gonna go with it?
Rub some aloe vera on her and fucking play on.
All right.
Fucking right. Right all round you. She's taking hanging with that.
Right all round you.
Right all round you.
All right, Colin. You're in a shopping centre.
This was easy. He's just like, just bunker anyway. Fire a load of poppers up my asshole and party on, bitch.
Right, Colin, you're in a shopping centre. Any shopping centre. By yourself, bit of retail therapy. a distressed male pensioner comes over to you.
Cool.
And you can see, like, guy's really worried. Like, he's really pale. He looks like he's seen a ghost, and he runs over to you. And he says, are you Colin Geddes? And you say, yes.
Okay.
And he says, there's some men, son, over there. And you can't see them, but you believe him that they're there. And he goes, they said, if you don't suck my dick, they're gonna shoot me, son. And they're going to kill me.
Right.
What would you do? He goes, Colin, suck my dick, son. You've got to suck my dick.
And he's pointing at nobody?
No. There's like a large crowd. He goes, I don't have time to explain, son. All I can tell you is they've said, if you don't suck my wee pensioner dick, they're going to shoot me. They're going to shoot me. Here, Colin, suck my wee dick. What would you do? He's crying like, Colin, shut my dick, Sean. What are you going to do?
The problem.
And his is like a wee dog's dick. Colin, it's like a wee dog's.
I'd be like, pop dick. Your fucking teeth out. Let's go to TK Maxx. You can do me as well. I don't know.
Trust me, Colin. Just need you to suck my wee dick. What are you going to do?
It's like all the dick sucking questions.
You see guys in the background at this point, and they're like mimicking guns.
I don't give a fuck about mimicking guns.
They're all going.
I'll just go. I'll just go mimic the blowjob. Old person cock.
Right, they've got.
Like, there's a certain age where your dick breaks. You know what I mean? So it would just be like trying to eat the end of it like an ice pop. You know when you grab it like. Like that.
Do you remember?
That'd be all right.
You probably tried to forget, but we did that sketch. You're
moving along like you went. Correct answer.
Yeah. I'll put you down for suck. You would. I'll put you down for you would.
I'd do it for the story.
When we did that sketch, LOL. Some guy, I know Jackie Fullerton, mugged you off a bit when we were doing it, and you used to do material about Jackie Fullerton and Gerry Anderson when he was alive. You used to do a bit of material.
Can I tell the Jackie Fullerton story about the photo shoot first?
Please do.
Everyone knows who Jackie Fullerton is, the godfather of something, right? What does he do? Talk about football?
Yeah.
Never played in his life, probably. He talks about it. Did he? Yeah. So I don't know the history. Do you need a piss, mate?
Go piss, man.
Oh, I thought he was... I thought he was being weird.
Your own time, you're wasting, like so.
He's going for a full-blown wank. That's what he's doing. Can't even get his dick over the table.
Darley of Skidmark there, mate. His pants
I was like, belt. He got up to not make a scene and then fucking trance style crawled through the floor.
Spider-Man walked.
Sorry, just before the Fullerton story, Mickey.
Oh.
You've got a naked baby on your knee. No, I don't have one for you. I didn't know you were in the
podcast.
That's all
right. I always win this anyway. Just go, I'll tell you what I'd fucking do. Or sometimes I have to go, that actually happened. I'll tell you what I did.
I'll tell the Fullerton story, right?
Go ahead.
So everyone knows who Jackie Fullerton is, yeah? Okay, cool. So I had to do a photo shoot with him, right? And we were trying to...
It was for Next. Summer 2015.
It was for Giacomo, spring summer. Are you a fat bastard? There's a new fat boy shop in Castle Court. Has anyone seen that? And all the model, you know, like...
That's called Burger King.
Where can I try this on?
These fries don't fit. Nom, nom, nom.
But all the like the shop, the dummy things in the window are all like, fat bastards, look at that. Anyway, I'm doing this photo shoot with Jackie Fullerton, and he's like 107, and it's trying to be like a funny sort of photo shoot, and he's all like, yeah. And I was like, Jackie, pretend to hit Colin. And he's like,
will you suck my dick? And
they're going to shoot me.
Them boys are going to shoot me over there.
It's a worried Fullerton.
Them boys over there mimicking guns behind arm.
So we're doing this photo shoot, right? And the photographer's doing the usual, like, you're a tiger baby and all that. And he's like shouting.
You know what?
Austin Powers, he's being photographer. And he goes, why don't you get Colin in a headlock? And he sort of does this weird, like this. And the guy goes, nah, get him in a headlock. Put your arm right around his head. And he kind of puts it round about here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very, you know when you...
Show me again.
Do you know, like...
Aye.
Do you know when you're close to an old person and you can smell death? I didn't like it.
So,
fly killer and Brill Cream.
Yeah, just aye. Werther's and piss. So, he gets his handy about here, and the photographer goes, "Oh no, why don't you put your hand right down under his chin?" And Fullerton looked at me and looked back at him and went, "Which chin?" Cheeky bastard.
I liked him. I thought he was dead on. Cheeky. Great kisser.
He was in that sketch. He was in a sketch, wasn't he?
Mm. No one remembers. No one's seen it. What was the second part of the... What were you going to say? After the Fullerton bit?
No, that was it. Just used to do a material about him after that. That was the darkest stuff anybody's... I don't remember the big long story about what you would make him do.
Can you remember it? You do the Shane Todd cleaned up version of the
you
story.
You were like, I would get his penis. And no, I can't remember it, but it was just very dark and went on for quite some time. You don't remember this at all? You have no recollection?
No,
this?
I say a lot of there fucked up shit.
There was a bit where you had one of them at gunpoint.
Yes, because Jerry Anderson...
Here, Fullerton, suck his dick. Yes. Like, oh, I don't know what... You're like, suck his fucking dick. Like, yeah. I remember the first time where I nearly wet myself.
Yeah.
Second time was not funny. I thought you were just bullying pensioners, but... shots the type of you.
Jesus Christ.
Walking up to pensioners, here, suck my dick, right? Get my mate to shoot you. What? Just fucking... I'm joking. I had a pint of coke.
Well, we'll do some news.
Yeah.
What do you think? I know I tried to talk about it earlier. What do you think about Kanye being skint?
Fucking absolutely hilarious.
Is he skint? What's the correct?
No. Yeah.
52 million apparently in debt. Nah. Which apparently, like, you'd think if you go past 2 million, you'd be like, fuck, we need to clean up here a wee bit. Yeah. 52, and then you're like,
stop going to Nando's every other week. Scale it back.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Then he uses Twitter to contact the owner of Facebook. To get, you said that as if it's like, preach!
I made this point before.
Mark Zuckerberg's cousin in the photo.
Tanya Zuckerberg.
Raging.
Do you reckon Zuckerberg was just sitting with his mates going, look at this ball bag, fucker. Like he would if you were to say, look at this dickhead tweet me.
Look at this fucking gold digger.
Yes.
Yeah. Unreal. How much would you pay for a Kanye West sex tape, though, if he had a sex tape?
It'd be shit. Kanye West sex tape was just him at Glastonbury just bragging, like, fucking not doing anything. Yeah. He'd be standing, I'm the greatest lover in the world, motherfucker. And some girl going, would you please fuck me? Because I'm on the clock here, Kanye. You're my wife. I'm still a her.
Kim Kardashian's arse is like the arse version of his head. It's unreal. It's going to keep coming back round. It's amazing that like sex tape could be a genuine like career choice nowadays.
If her hole was my head, it would bust.
I don't know what that means. You going
like,
in?
No, like her asshole would like bust, like just fucking compound itself. It would spluff.
I don't.
She knows what I'm talking about.
Do you have more absence tonight, Nemo? Yeah.
Are you going to wake up on a field again? What the fuck?
There's no fields around here, bye. No.
I've learned.
McCann has to take his bodies home.
It'll be a building site or something. Fucking.
I really don't give a fuck about Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. I don't, like, he was dead on, and then it was like, we should have known he was mental whenever he was like, Jesus, fuck God, show me the way, because the nigga's going to be like, you're talking to Jesus, you mad bastard, fuck up. The only good thing about you is the end of Jarhead, you fucking dickhead. If anyone's seen Jarhead, you know that he's bum.
I love the way you said he was dead on. Like, he bought me a fucking pint one time.
Aye, and then he asked for the money back. Who cares? They're trying to sell the hospitals.
Mickey gets political.
I've started doing that. It's a very lonely thing I do in Donegal. I always get full and watch the Nolan show. I just go, like, but I think they're in the room sometimes. I go, oh, cunt. I'm in the house on my own.
You just remember the glory days when we used to do warm-up for it?
That was good time. That. I did warm-up for the Nolan show one time.
Nolan's fluffer.
Yeah.
Get that belly up, Stephen, come on.
I had to taste his burgers before he ate them. I did it once, got sacked. There was a guy, this dude, like, see, when you're doing like warm up for TV shows, it's a pain in the hole, right? Especially in BBC Northern Ireland, because everybody's got a blanket around their knee. And when it's the Nolan show, it's worse because they're all going, I want to hear about the Fiends and the Huns. Don't be trying to tell your knock knock jokes here, wee man.
And that's Stephen saying that.
But there was a guy in the front row who's like, he's on the news all the time, right? He's from Derry. He's got like a slick, fucking slick back hair and a pinstripe suit. You know the guy I'm talking about, right? But he looks like he's like a gangster, right? So I'm like having banter. right? And I ran out of jokes in about 3 seconds, and I picked him and I went, oh, look at you. You look like a bit of a gangster, don't you? And he just went, I fucking am a gangster. And like everybody, like all the staff backstage were just going, Mickey, wrap it up. Just fucking wrap it up. Sorry, Stephen will deal with it. Just come on. Go ahead. Just killing time till you got back. There he goes, the fucking ninja.
It's like John Cena coming through the fucking crowd.
Can't think, see it. Too, think too we'll find ourselves
so
a character.
I'm so down to just debag him there. Really.
Two waters as well. And a collection of fucking glass.
Strong waters.
Strong water, by.
It's like a shit Davidoff cool water.
Who's working the Nuts Corner card factory tomorrow?
Flying off the shelves.
Give us two strong waters, you mean fizzy?
How funny was it when Stephen Nolan fell asleep in his car and everyone thought he was dead?
100%. 100%.
Remember the time he got stuck up a mountain?
Yeah.
No, that was a good one. Then they realised he was just standing beside Arn.
Do you know that someone, like talking about falling asleep, you obviously fell asleep on a train one time and someone took a photo of him and sent it to me going, is that Mickey Bartlett? I had to confirm it through Twitter. I was like, yeah, it is.
I've had photo. I think 4 separate times I've been tweeted a picture of myself sleeping on a plane. I actually kind of want to start now. If you've ever seen me asleep in a public place, just feel free to take a photo. Tweet me at MickeyBartlett@twitter.com.
You're so culty that you say at MickeyBartlett@twitter.com. Like, that's not an address.
It's not culty. I'm just making sure everybody knows the full details. You know? I don't want to go at MickeyBartlett at Twitter and they go, is that Dakota UK? Or I know you're living in Donegal. Is it IE? I don't know. Just so you all know the fucking carry-on. You don't order a Chinese and give them the door number, not the street. You know what I mean? Where do you live? 22. Fucking guess arrest. Just making sure everybody's okay. They all know the situation, right? Bartlett's spelled with 2 T's, by the way. 3 T's, you can't go in the middle of my right? Anyway, yeah. You can go to my website. What is it? WW? Guess. Fucking, I'm out this motherfucker. Drop the mic.
You can get away with just giving the number in Oma, like 16, right? No fucking bother. Yeah. Coming down from River Island.
Aaron, that's not how they know it's you. Like, yeah. Like, it's the guy with the. It's the. And it's what, the.
What's the name? Look up!
It's never not going to be funny. Ever.
I am the meat in a sandwich of cons here.
Yeah. You're a big fucking bit of meat.
Double whopper. Fuck it. I've only moved to the country recently, and you do have to get used to that sort of banter that you hear. Like, I phoned a Chinese, and which is basically just spuds with curry. But you phone and it was hello, and I was like, hi, yeah, is this a Chinese? And he goes, I. That was it.
This is
fucking business. That we don't normally get calls on Wednesday. Go ahead.
It's not, and don't go. I went to the post. There's a post office in the place we live. I went to the post office the other day, and the woman was in her pajamas watching TV. What do you want to do? You send that international? I want to send it to Derry. No problem. Just fucks it. It'll get there eventually, I'm sure. Anyway, that's
real. Unbelievable. Well, do you want to do some questions from the?
Yeah.
We collected questions off the internet earlier. We'll rattle through them, and then we'll just plow through the rest of the Armacan's head jokes. And then we'll all go about our night like nothing ever happened.
Is there actual questions, or is it just like, would you rather sit in a cake and eat a dick, or sit in a dick and eat a cake, mate?
Cake and dick.
Well, that's a good question.
Dick and cake.
Yep.
Dick and cake?
Ask the question again.
Would you rather sit in a cake and eat a dick,
yeah,
or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
Well,
because... The cake would take the pain away, to be honest. Like, and do you mean sit like on it, like, or just go, move that
one? No, like...
Like you're getting on a bus, excuse me. Just move your dick underneath this cake. Excuse me.
Like you're going to the movie.
Like a wee seat in a church you have to pull down.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you're in fucking assembly in school, Scooch. Trying to eat my Madeira.
Scooch was Mickey's cool nickname in school.
Just Scooch Bartlett.
Move that dick, I blow these candles out. Scooch Bartlett, I didn't hear that, I was too busy.
Oh man. So sit in the Scooch. Cake and eat the dick? Or?
Yeah, I would definitely just push it over and sit on it and eat cake.
I think it depends on the type of cake.
And the type of dick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do we dog's dick? Give me the cake.
Please. They're gonna shoot me, I don't give a fuck.
Do
Guys, this has gone fucking to the dogs.
I've got a headache from like sobering up.
Driving home, Mick.
Let's answer these questions that I have here on Facebook, because they are the worst questions I've ever heard.
Oh, brilliant.
So let's answer them very seriously. What do you make of people losing their shit about Coldplay headlining Glastonbury?
Or Coldplay headlining Glastonbury?
Aye.
Fucking
greatest rock star of all time.
I was doing warm up for TFI Friday, right? Because I'm a really big star. And Chris Martin was on it from Coldplay, and I went like this to Chris Martin. And he just went,
"What did he
do?" He just nodded just to go, "My child's called Apple, don't bring it up."
What'd you do?
Mickey's like, "What's an apple?"
Yeah. It's a phone. That's not funny.
Devil's fruit.
Are they fucking, which day are they headlining?
What?
I'm going.
Which day? I don't know. It's in fucking July.
I just want to make sure I can time it properly so I don't have to go and watch them.
Me and Mickey were at the same, at Glastonbury, the same, well, there is only one Glastonbury per year, but we were both there. And the first time I see Mickey, he's wearing like massive combat trousers, like a cowboy hat type thing, topless, just eating a wee tiny ice cream with a teaspoon.
Sunburn everywhere. Like
sunburn
through my camouflage bottoms. They just fucking, it was brilliant. I was steaming for 4 days. We went to, like my girlfriend's a bit of a fucking weird hippie. Yeah, thank you. Somebody going, thank God he's not going to follow me home. But we went to this like, we're a bit drunk, right? And
suck on me pensioner dicks.
Quickly, they're going to shoot him.
His life's in jeopardy.
It doesn't even matter because it's not that fun. We just went to some of the weird shit you see at Glastonbury. It's insane. I'm going again this year.
Can I come?
Maybe.
What about that toilet situation?
That's fucking horrible. That's one thing in Glastonbury. Like they have those festivals. You get those toilets. They have the compost. So you get like a paper cup full of compost, you do your business, and then you throw the compost on top, and it's supposed to be
But no
all
one
like
does it, because no one wants to admit that they're taking a shit.
Well, the thing is, where I was, it was fine, right? So the first day, everyone's kind of like, yeah, man, I'm just taking care of the environment, dude, just throwing some compost on top of my duties, and everyone was grand.
But on top of your
day,
what?
Your duties, because they're all hippies, right? And like, but the third day, there's just loads of people in a queue going, <"Ugh!" laughs> It's a really nice experience. I urge you to go. You're just crying out for a T-vital fucking chemical spill toilet. Do you know what I mean? You can just fucking, someone's tucking an E in here, I can smell it.
I remember taking a piss in one of those portaloos and there was a big curly shit and like a donut, right? And they looked more or less the same.
Do you think somebody was trying to throw the donut on the shit? 10 points, you get around the ring, buddy.
Ring toss dumps. There's too many. There's so many questions here. Let's rattle through them. Who would win the fight between all of us? Aaron's head.
Yeah. Fucking destroy yous all. So, with the head.
Which out of all you guys has the best dirty joke? Have you any really dirty jokes?
Loads.
Can you think of any?
A quick one, or do you want one that takes?
I have a list. We used to have a section called 70s jokes.
Oh yeah.
Eh? So I have a list of them too. I don't write my own material. I steal it off the internet. Tell me if this is dirty enough. What do a gynecologist and a pizza delivery guy have in common?
Don't know.
They can both smell the box, but they can't eat it. Thanks, Google!
Hang on, who eats the box? You eat the pizza?
Ah, fuck off.
Just saying, I'm a professional comedian, I will call bullshit if I smell it.
If you're a gynecologist, that would apply too. Everyone, that's
only a gynecologist to bulls.
Okay. That's one of those jobs where you make jokes like, gynecologist and all. No one brings in delicious, healthy family, do they? Sleep on that, Michael.
Aye.
Yeah. Healthy family?
Nobody goes in. What seems to be the problem? There's nothing wrong, but isn't it lovely?
Peel that open. I'll do all my dirty jokes now and then we'll finish on a McCann joke, will we?
Yeah.
Will we?
Yeah, bring it home to fuck.
How about we let McCann read out his own jokes?
Yeah.
While I fix the music at the end of our podcast?
Yeah, at least give me that. Like,
let me, I'll rattle through some of these dirty jokes first, just for the dads. Right? You ready? What do you call an artist with a brown finger? Picasso?
Not bad. Don't mind that one, actually.
Yeah. What do you call a rabbit with a bent dick? Fucks funny. These are a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. What do you call a nun in a wheelchair? Virgin Mobile.
That's rough.
They never phone me to do warm-up, Nolan. I can fucking bring that in. Destroy? How do you rape a camel, one hump at a time?
Stephen, who's the fella doing warm-up for the show? Also, Stephen, they're trying to shoot me. Stephen, shoot my dick.
Put the cake down, Stephen.
Stephen's dead.
Oh, he's napping. Unbelievable.
That was also like on the Newton Road Road. He was literally like a quarter of a mile to McDonald's. He just couldn't make the final push. Just excitement just got the better of him. Just had to nap it off. Sad to see.
God bless him.
He probably got an old grinder match and he's like, I'll pretend I'm sleeping here. Just when you were talking about being on that plane earlier trying to save the world. First of all, it totally suits Mickey's style because everything, all the music on Mickey's phone is utter 80s dog shit from like
action. It's not dogs, but I like to call them rock guitar classics.
Action!
Like it says in the front of the CD cover. So, in your fucking face.
Maybe I'll tell you a story and then we'll do some McCann jokes and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Do you remember we were going to like Scotland one time and we went into like, we're in Belfast, was it the international airport and there's like a super drug in there, lads. Have you ever been to the airport? Yeah? Right? Just like all the other super drugs in the world. Yes. Apart from they have more fucking sex gear than I've ever seen on any website. Like it's like a super drug and it's got dildos and fucking
There's lots of
every type of lube you can imagine in this fucking place. And Mickey's like joking around because the lube was like 2 for 1. Right?
Nobody needs that much lube, like.
And it's all the basically it's like the TK Maxx of lube. Everyone took the normal lube, and this was all. Oh, she only needs a wee small bit, but not that much.
Just a sachet.
Yeah. Did you not used to go out with a girl used to eat that?
She didn't used to. She did it once.
Eat lube.
I went out. We accidentally bought lube one time instead of condoms, and I got back to the house, and she was like, "Yeah, genuinely, because it was 2 for 1. It was like buy one get one free."
That's Mickey's trick, how to get out of wearing them, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course I'm wearing one. I love the way I'm going. Like. But this is a true story. It's why I broke up with her, because I came home. I came home and she was like, she was eating a few lubes, right? Because it was all different flavors of lubes, right? Eating a few lubes, right? We didn't know what got them. We didn't know about them, right? So we got home, found out there's loads of different flavors of lubes, but we're like, ha ha ha, that's very funny. I came home, she was eating the lube. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, I had a lube. I was like, why? And the reason, right, this is why we broke up. She told me, and this is not a joke, I'm not even making this up. She said, and I quote, the reason that she had a lube was because she had never tasted a pina colada before. And then that's why we broke up, because she told me the reason she never tasted a pina colada before was because I never took her anywhere nice. And I left.
Did you put a bit of sugar around the rim and a wee straw?
Do you like pina colada? And getting fingers up your bum?
Penis coladas, man.
Speaking of lube, here's the lube's head up to put sunglasses on. Unreal.
Oh my God. I need to recover from that. That is eating lube.
We're going to have to get out of here, guys, aren't we? We've talked for far too long.
Step.
Cheers for coming out, guys, anyway. We'll finish on some Aaron McCann jokes. I want you to read them, Aaron, and then I want you to close on this one because I think it's the strongest, the one in brackets, okay?
Okay.
Let them know when you're on the last one. We'll do a big cheesy cheer for you because it's your first time, okay?
Pull that page, then we can't see your face. Only joking! Oh, shit!
You're blocking out one tooth. Say that again in the mic. You're blocking out one tooth. The second time.
All right, so
there's Chilean miners escaping from the back of his head here.
His head's so big that microphone looks like a cotton bud.
I don't even need to fucking read these. They just keep. It's like this every day of my life, right? So,
number one, McCann's head is so big. When it rains, his shoes do not get wet. That's the okay. So McCann can never legally ride a motorcycle.
Where's he get the helmet?
That deserves where's more.
He, where's he get the helmet?
McCann's head is so fat he has to go to the beach to wash his hair. Oh, fuck.
He did the ice bucket challenge at Niagara Falls. I nominate my ma.
I'm laughing.
Thank fuck you're here. Jesus.
McCann's head is so fat, they make him sit in the aisle when he flies.
That's a physics joke. That's not a strong one. I just scored that one out, to be honest with you.
I love this one. McCann uses 14 remember, pints of shockwaves gel to get his quiff.
I think McCann has forgot he is McCann. He's laughing so hard at these. Like, this is you.
What a fat-headed cunt, Shane. It's like...
He'll be sending frangos. He goes, McCann is a ball bag. What's he like? We got...
Fellow frangoers.
Fuck off, that don't even hit there.
KFC to the day. Shame on his face.
Well, we're nearly going to wrap this up. Now it's become like, where do you like to eat chicken?
In the bath.
Keeps it warm.
No messy fingers eating chicken in the bath. Nom 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 nom. Leave the bones in the bottom, make soup in the morning.
When it gets a bit cold, I do you piss. I think I told everyone about this last time at Glavery's. I got a GoPro, it's over there, and took it in the bath to test its waterproofness and accidentally filled my dick and was very let down, let me tell you. Oh, fuck. Just disgusting.
You should totally put that on Twitter.com.
We'll do one more McCann's head joke and then we'll get out of here. Once again, cheers for coming out. This will be available in audio form and probably video and you can relive the nightmare again. First, give it up for everyone on the lineup. With Shane, Todd, Aaron, yeah! Mickey! There's a lot of pressure put on this last Aaron McCann joke.
This is it. This is it.
And then we're out this bitch.
We out this bitch.
You ready?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to awkwardly put the music back on. So you just better clap and laugh for about 14 seconds. This is for you, Aaron, right? Cheers for doing your first podcast here.
Stroke roast.
Stroke roast. We'll chip in for your therapy Monday. Aaron McCann's head so fat that when he takes shots, it's like throwing a cup of water into an empty washing machine. Aaron McCann, everybody!
Aaron McCann!
Keep cheering! Cheers, guys!